Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone. I was on mute. I apologize. I have been on mute. I have just been reading and talking, and I have been on mute. So forgive me. I see you were calling me, Mark. Thank you. When I saw you calling, I know you. I knew I wasn't. I was on mute. Thank you so much, Mark. Again, I'm going to go back over this. I am talking about Charmaine Holland. She is going to be our guest today. And again, I have been talking the whole time, but this is AM360 Table Talk. This is a new program that we will be having on the fourth Sunday of every month. And it will be hosted by the AM360 Senior Management Team. And today we will have Charmaine Holland. She's the author of her 13th annual Ramadan Journal. I thought this would be the most appropriate thing because, as we know, Ramadan is coming in about 2.5 weeks or so. So, alhamdulillah, so glad to have her here. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashahadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashahadu an Muhammad abduhu wa rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Again, welcome everyone. And I apologize for being on mute for about 5 minutes there. Again, I want to introduce Charmaine Holland. She was born and raised in Philadelphia and currently resides in California for the past 30 years as a passionate motivator and intuitive life consulting. During the pandemic, her life came to full circle where she discovered her calling to go out into the world to empower others as a chaplain in the women's prison, an author and public speaker. Her life started when she became a teen parent at 13, shifting from a child into a motherhood instantly. She knows she wasn't a mistake, but she felt like she had no power to prove her life to the world around her at an early age. She dedicated her life to her child and became a CFO at 33, making six-figure income. She taught herself how to become a fashion designer, making and designing clothing for other leaders in the community. Throughout her life growing up, she developed many techniques that taught her about being focused and disciplined, where she could tap into her inner spirit to discover her authentic self. During the recession in 2008 and 9, she started a bookkeeping and tax firm at the age of 38 to support her family and other entrepreneurs to have a successful business among community. Charmaine is a mother of two wonderful grown children and 7 grandchildren. She enjoyed the family time while cooking, reading, traveling, and playing chess with her children and grandchildren. Now she is more passionate than ever before as she goes out into the world to help empower women to uncover their life trauma so she can stand in their authentic self so they can live a happy and joyful life. And without further ado, let us bring on Charmaine Holland. Assalamu alaikum, Charmaine.
Wa alaikum assalam, beautiful. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. And I apologize for talking and being on mute. So that's just something that happens sometimes. But
yes,
welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for having me. It's okay. I was like, you know what? Allah's in control. It will happen. So I was just patiently just waiting for something.
Alhamdulillah, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that you were patient with us this morning. It's morning some places and it's afternoon some places. So good morning and good afternoon to all of our guests. And here, Charmaine, I'm going to turn it over to you, Charmaine. Tell us a little bit more about you. You have an extensive background and history. You've done so many wonderful things, and you give back to the community. You are just all over the place. And so we're so blessed to have you to be with us this morning. And give us a little bit more about your annual Ramadan journal that you have. This is 13. Imagine that, 13. So we're so, it is such a blessing for you to have this and to share this with us. So I'm going to turn it over to you now, Charmaine.
Well, thank you, Dolly. Alhamdulillah, thank you. Well, first I want to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be on your platform. So I appreciate the opportunity and to also to share my 13th annual Ramadan. Sometimes it kind of hit me like 13th is like, wow. You know how you grab something and it'll say 1965, you know, this product been around, you know. And I said, man, I didn't know what Allah has blessed me to be able to create and to continue every year to have. So I'm going to just start off. I was 30 years old when I came to El Islam. Allah invited me to this beautiful religion. I was empty looking for something, and I searched around all different religion, and when I came to El Islam, I said this was it for me. And during that time, Allah had took so much from me before I walked into El Islam. And when I finally walked in to take my shahada, everything that we so much attached to the world, Allah has took that away from me. So I didn't have any trouble, you know, removing any, you know, attachments of the world on me when I came into Al-Islam, which was a beautiful thing compared to other people, unfortunately, that, you know, that struggled with things before they come into Al-Islam. But during this time for me, it was beautiful. You know, I didn't celebrate holidays, didn't eat pork, didn't smoke, didn't drink. I didn't have anything. Allah took it all away. So that was beautiful for me. And then when I came into Al-Islam, Allah kept putting me working around the imams. And I used to always say, Allah, why do I'm always, you know, assisting and helping the emails? And I didn't know that Allah was preparing me in my journey as leadership. And so here I am 30 years old and can look back and say, wow, I sat at tables with so many imams all over California, because that's where I took my shahada in California, Los Angeles, being with Imam Sadiq and Jahad Safir and, you know, working with Imam Fahim, so many, and then Philadelphia, going back home and working with other imams. I was always surrounded doing community work, which I love, and which was a beautiful, because they, I was in training. They were my teachers, you know, and then sitting under Imam W.D. Muhammad, oh, my God, oh, I mean, when I came into Al-Islam, that was so much powerful. I mean, I listened to the man, and he just talked, and I just, tears would just, you know, just fall on my face, because I can totally connect the language that he was speaking, and it's only by Allah. You know, only Allah is the one who feeds us, and we can connect the dots and understand the true blessing of what spirituality is all about for our growth and who we're supposed to be walking in his journey. Living our purpose of why he actually brought us here, you know, to do the things that we need to do for humanity. So that's what the big part of it. And during the month of Ramadan, for me, 2012, is they used to always have a saying, Ramadan comes as a stranger and leaves as a friend. And I used to always hear that every Ramadan, you know, during, you know, my growth, getting better to be a better Muslim. And I couldn't understand what that meant. And so I just always would hear it. And it was one particular year in 2012, Ramadan changed for me completely. And even to this day now, when Ramadan starts, I can feel the essence. We start to talk about Ramadan, and you can already see that you're going through a transition. Things that you used to do, you don't do no more. So the way how you talk, the way how you walk, the way you're interacting with people, it's kind of more subtle now. Before, you might be out there all over promoting your business, doing everything, but now it's kind of like a low key, because now Allah is preparing you for another transition to more or less to purify yourself and kind of like hit a reset button, you know, to go through this transition, because there's a stranger about to come and approach you, and you don't know what that stranger is going to be, but you know it's going to be a blessing because you're embracing it.
Yes.
That makes sense so far?
So
this was my journey, how I came about this Ramadan journal. And so I noticed, like, maybe a month, I would start coming home, looking at TV less, start grabbing the Quran, reading the Quran more. I would find more time just focusing on me, quiet time. And I used to ask somebody, you know, about Ramadan, about Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. I said, how long did it take him to start practicing Ramadan and stuff? And the brother said, sometimes it takes 6 months, you know. And I said, wow, so I can understand that 30-day process before Ramadan came. I noticed I was going through this certain transition that I couldn't explain, but I didn't resist it. I just embraced it, you know, because I knew it was something beautiful. And during that Ramadan, I would go to the masjid every single day. It was almost kind of like that stranger I was fellowshipping with, that stranger I was, you know, having, get up on the weekends. I would go to iftar in the morning for in the morning for the community, and then I would go to the masjid and help with iftar and all the other stuff, and just help and fellowship and, you know, embrace the community. And I would do that 30 days during Ramadan, and that last day after Ramadan, I stood up in the musalla and I just cried, and I did not want Ramadan to go. And then from that point, that's when Allah has blessed me to put this Ramadan journal together. And that's how it all started. And from there, Allah begins. I'm sorry.
That is such a blessing. That's such a blessing, Charmaine. Because with Ramadan, it's like you said, the when it comes, it's like the whole, everything kind of lights up within you. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
When Ramadan
yes.
comes. And just having Ramadan, it's like it opens up your world. It opens up everything in you. And
yes.
and I get what you're saying. And so I have to do that. And we're live, too. I did put this on Facebook, and I'm hoping that people can hear you. I know I didn't have you on, but I'm working on trying to get things together with the media. But we are live on Facebook, and I hope people can hear us. And we're talking with Charmaine Holland, and she's talking about her 13th annual Ramadan journal. So when you started that journal, Charmaine, and then every year, so you put out a different one, or do you just add to it every year? How do you do that?
Well, you know, believe it or not, you know, Allah blessed me because it's like, I see images, you know, so Allah shares with me, like, you know, I'll say, okay, Allah, you know, the next Ramadan is coming. What cover? So I wait patiently until he speaks to me so I can know exactly what type of image that the cover needs to be, what information I need. Every year is more, it's different content. It's never the same, you know. Sometimes I always reach out to a lot of the imams and ask if they want to put something in there for the community so it can help them, to, you know, help them to have a better Ramadan, what to look for, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I normally do. So every year, yes, it changes based on
wow.
the live guidance.
Alhamdulillah. Now tell us more about this particular one this year. This is your 13th one. That means you've been doing that for 13 years. So
yes, ma'am. Yes.
What is the theme for this year? Let's focus in a little bit on this year. What's the theme? You know, tell us more about exactly what you have in the book. Inshallah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this year, Allah just kept showing me the clock, and there's the surah 103:1-3 called By the Token of Surah Asa, By the Token of Time, Man is Lost. There is so much going on in this world. And so this year I put a clock on there, and I put the surah for just that. That was the image of this here Ramadan cover, By the Token of Time, Man is Lost, for us to come back and hit that reset button so we can get back to purifying our soul, our mind, our spirit. And inside the Ramadan journal, you'll have a short message of the blessing month of Ramadan, that Ramadan welcomes you, the month of patience and purification. It welcomes Allah's mercy and grace. It welcomes the month of the Quran, welcomes the month of clarity and kindness. Welcome to Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of fasting and devotion. It is the time to revive our spirit and redirect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting is not only abstain from food, drink, and few other things during the daytime. Fasting is also to control our desires, our passions, our eyes and our hands, our tongues and our feet. Fasting is training for the body, the mind, the spirit to submit to Allah. And so that's what I have as the blessing Ramadan. And then you also will have a Fatiha in here. So it's also good for new believers, people who's coming back, you know, just to kind of just more or less as in reminding yourself of what Ramadan is truly about. It has the Ramadan vocabulary. Then you have the Prophet Muhammad last sermon in there. Then we also have the table of the five daily prayers in here, because sometimes we forget what surah is loud, which one do we say silent, how many sunnahs do we do before what prayer, how many sunnahs do we do after the prayer. So all these is all important, because sometimes, you know, we go to the masjid and we're like, okay, sister, what, how many sunnahs do we do? And so it's kind of just getting us back into that one submission to Allah of what Allah required for us to do. And so I have that in there. I also have the 99 names of Allah. It's also have the Holy Quran reading of the 30 days, 1 to 30 jewels. It also gives you the benefit of picking up the healthy food tips, guidance during Ramadan, what food that we can do that give us the energy and not eat certain food that just makes us tired and drain us where we don't want to stay up for Salah or we don't want to do the prayers or we, you know, don't want to go to the masjid because we choose the wrong different foods. Little tips like that. And then it comes with the rules of fasting during Ramadan. You know, it has 6 actions that invalidate or notify the fasting. And then you have a 30-day journal where you can record your growth. It has a prayer list, and you can take notes as well. And then this Ramadan, I put a lot of hadith of the teaching of the Messenger of Muhammad. So it talks about the kindness, love, and patience. And so this Ramadan, it has a hadith that I'd never had in all the other hadiths.
Oh, what hadith was that?
I'm sorry, say it again.
That hadith that you said? What hadith is that?
It's tons of hadiths. You have hadiths of being moderate, hadiths of being kindness and compassion, hadiths the best knowledge and the best teaching, learning of the Quran. So it's several tons of hadiths in here that help you to understand the prophet and what he was doing, you know, during his lifetime and how to be able to be a better Muslim. That's really what it's all about, for you to get closer to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. 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 So, it really is inspiring, and I know you probably feel so inspired when you are doing this. Tell us, you know, how are you feeling? How, you know, since you became Muslim and you've been a Muslim for a little while here, your spirit, I just get such a good spirit from you. Every time I talk with you, you're always upbeat. You're always positive. Do you think that throughout the year, do you kind of carry that with you, that spirit of Ramadan?
Oh, absolutely, you know, alhamdulillah, a beautiful question, you know, yes, it's like we all have a nur, and it's all about, it's all about being obedient to Allah, putting Allah first in everything, and I think that's what the whole beauty, the beautiful thing about Ramadan, it allows us to reset and purify ourselves, and if we can take that same energy, that same love and compassion that we just poured into ourselves and keep carrying that year after year. Yes, Allah tests us, but He only testing us for us to become greater the next year or the next task that we have. So I've been a Muslim for 24 years. Like I said, I became a Muslim when I was 30. I'm 54 now, so 24 years I have been a Muslim, and all I can just say, Islam comes and teach me who I am, so I can pour into other people. It's all about you first, you know, knowing who He created and what's inside of you. And every year you get to learn more about you, you know, and then you can pour into the community. And then also community pour back into you. As you helping people, you see that the quality that you have or you can bring can uplift and change other people's lives. So that's what you're feeling. You're feeling that energy that Allah blessed me with every morning, just like He blessed everybody else with. But we be able to enhance it even more and carry it daily in our lives so we can go out and pour it into other people. You know, you mentioned that I'm a chaplain. It was 2013, Imam Amin, who used to be at Masjid al-Sharif in Long Beach, He returned to Allah. May Allah grant him paradise. But he started me going into the prison. And when I went into the prison, the Ramadan journal started getting circulated into the prison. And just the impact and getting the feedback from people. And people like, oh, Charmaine, I want that Ramadan journal. So they just allowed me to be able to keep moving. So the community allow you to keep doing the things you're doing because they see your essence. They see what you bring in. And if you can help them, it's helping you as well. So that's what I carry And it just continues to go every single day. You ask Allah, use me the way you need to use me. You know, show me the guidance. You know, we always say the Fatiha. And that's when I go to the in prison, I'm always teaching the ladies, recite Fatiha. I already know for myself, this is for you. So you asking Allah for guidance.
Yes.
Show you the straight way. So this is what it's all about. And if you follow his guidance and follow the straight way, it's just you can't go wrong. And yes, you're going to be tested. It ain't easy. You're going to be tested, but know that Allah is still with you, guiding you. That's all I can say. You know what I mean?
Alhamdulillah. And like I said, you got that I love that energy that you bring with you. And, you know, we've been working together for the last year or so. And that energy that you bring, it's always, you always exude that motivation and that energy and that love. So alhamdulillah, we're so thankful to have you here this afternoon on AM 360. We have a caller, Charmaine, 334-419. State your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum. You're on AM 360 Table Talk.
Alaikum assalam. Michael Hameen, a brother from another mother in Jacksonville, Florida.
Alhamdulillah. How you doing, Brother Michael?
I'm blessed by the best. And you all are I'm feeling you all's energy, you know, and I just wanted to share this. Periodically, I will share it, an observation. The first day of the new month of Shawwal is the first day of the Eid, you know, the Eid performance. But I noticed in looking the word up, Sister Charmaine represents the meaning of this word that's similar to the month Shawwal. It's called Shawwiyah, and it has to do with if you were in the Nation of Islam, you remember the saying, fast moving, quick thinking, right down to the modern time. And that's the meaning of Shawwiyah, which is a word from the same root source, that we come out of Ramadan with this spirit that we're experiencing from Sister Charmaine. And I really appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Mike. Thank you so much. Charmaine, would you like to comment on that?
Thank you for the message, and I definitely will look that up, and I appreciate you receiving what I sent, what I gave, and I received everything that you just said. So thank you so much for that blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Brother Michael. All right. We're going to take a station identification break. You're listening to AM 360 Table Talk. And when we come back, we want to open up the line to the listening audience because, after all, it's Table Talk. It's Table Talk with Charmaine today. And she's talking about her 13th annual Ramadan Journal. We know Ramadan is coming, and we're all excited about Ramadan coming. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
And welcome back. You can connect with us online at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. You can join us live in the studio by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-9891. 4253. You can share your comments at info@cwsc.us, or you can tweet us at CWSURA. That's S-H-U-R-A-A. You can visit our website of our parent company, CWSC.us, or you can like us on Facebook at Community Wide Shura Conference and AM360 Muslim Sharing. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Today, we have Charmaine Holland talking about her 13th annual Ramadan Journal. And I am Latifa Ahami, your host for AM 360 Table Talk. We have another caller, 314-833. Assalamu alaikum, Mark Shaheed. How are you this evening, this afternoon?
Alaikum assalam to you, Latifa Hameen, and to your very distinguished guest, Sister Charmaine, and to the AM 360 listenership. This is Mark Shaheed from the Gateway City, the STL, St. Louis, Missouri, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. I want to commend you, Latifa, for having this production table talk. I think it's an excellent thing to have, and to have this first distinguished esteemed guest, Sister Charmaine, and what it is that she has done in terms of having a Muslim journal. I want to say ditto to my brother and friend and colleague, classmate, Brother Michael Hameen, ditto to all that he has said. And I just want to say to Sister Charmaine, I think I know how and why you have that enthusiasm, that zeal, that spirit in your voice. You know, for this would be the seventh year that I've always had the thing in hosting productions on AM 360, now IWDM Radio. This is the seventh year. My theme is fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. So what I'm listening to is here. Imam W.D. Muhammad, I know you heard him say it or read that he said it because of the time that you have been in the community. He said, words make people. If the question is asked, what words make the best people? Well, the answer should be easy. It should be the divine word of revelation, the final revelation, which is Al-Quran. And this is what we do as part of the tradition in the month of Ramadan. While we are fasting in the month of Ramadan, we should be feasting on the Quran. That helps to shape and form us, or to give us a rebirth, you see, because it's, you know, we say Eid al-Fitr. So it's a recurring happiness that takes us back to the original nature. So when you go back to the original nature, you go back to that baby state of innocence, but also bliss, happiness. And I can hear that in your voice. I just want to just say that, and hopefully it resonates with you. Keep that spirit because it's contagious. Even got me all fired up, and I'm going on 57 years in this way of life. Thank you, Sister Latifa. I mean, you've chosen an excellent guest for your inaugural table talk. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you and us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you so much for your comment. We appreciate that. All right, I'm going to let you speak.
Alhamdulillah. It is an honor to hear your voice again, Mark Shaheed. I don't know if you remember me, but I sat at the table. It was a fashion show in Los Angeles, and you was there with your wife. And me, you just kept talking all day long. And I was also helping you because you had a workshop. And I was standing, I was a moderator? I was something. It was a couple of years ago, but.
Where was this at? In Los Angeles, California?
Yes, it was in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. You know, Allah blessed me to do a workshop, even though they kind of ate into my time. I told Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, who's my good friend, the editor of the Muslim Journal, they got a little confusion as to what room they was going to hold a little press conference for her, and they couldn't find the room, and so they utilized the room that took about 7 minutes, but they didn't give us but 40 minutes, and I'm accustomed to doing, I think a workshop should be at least an hour, so I did the best I could with time, and you know, it was jam-packed, and it was good results that came from that. Even my good brother and friend, Imam Fahim Shuaib, came over to the table and congratulated me. He said that was the buzz, the workshop that you gave, so Alhamdulillah, I didn't know you was present, but thank you so much.
Keep up the great work. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. And yes, and I love your message about words make people. And yes, Ramadan is about rebirthing, bringing us back to our origin, our original nature of who Allah created us to be so we can go out in the world and do the things that we need to do. And that's the Alhamdulillah. That's the beauty of it all, of why we even here. And that's what you hear, that spirit. And thank you so much for recognizing it and allow me to be able to realize what I have. And I know it's contagious. I go to places and people are like, oh, my God, don't say nothing. I can feel your energy. And I'm like, what you saying? You know what I mean? So Alhamdulillah, thank you.
I mean, no, praise and thanks belongs to Allah. Thank Allah. So Alhamdulillah.
Keep up the great work.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you,
my brother.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Yes, thank you, Mark. We appreciate that. And, yeah, you know, you don't know sometimes, Charmaine, how you may affect a person, how you may connect with people. Sometimes we don't see that. So thank you so much for all of that good energy you exude. We have one of your friends here on the next one. 209-518, Dr. Aisha. Welcome to Table Talk. Dr. Aisha?
Yes. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, in the name of Allah. Alhamdulillah, most gracious, most merciful, and blessed Ramadan, coming Ramadan to us all. And I love this concept of table talk. It's a beautiful concept, and particularly I'm excited about Sister Charmaine being on there. Yeah, Sister Charmaine, I met her, and I don't recall exactly the amount of years, but it was around the women of Valley State Prison, of course. We've done a lot of talk and talked about a lot of ideas and things to support them. And so glad that, you know, you still carry on with all that you're doing and still giving them an opportunity as well to benefit from all the work that you do. So I just wanted to say congratulations to you and just keep up the good work and so thankful for your service that you offer.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate that. You know, to be honest, it's actually my calling. You know, it's like, you know, Allah will guide us and train us in our purpose, but it's living your purpose is what it's all about. And I go to the prison every Friday, and I, you know, circulate my Ramadan journals every year to the sisters, you know, to help them, to give them what Allah blessed me with. That's all I can do, you know. And okay,
you going to Valley?
No,
Valley
actually,
is males now. I said, which institution are you going to? CCWL?
Well, right now, right now I used to be at CIW, but right now that's in Chino.
Oh, that's
but
right
now I'm in the county. So I'm in Los Angeles, at Linwood. So I'm at the county jail right now. And
that's even better. Maybe you can stop them before they go further.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. And and I will say, they open up to me. I mean, they tell me their childhood issues and what really affects them right now, what they're going through, and that's why they're where they're at. So it is, and nothing but Allah. Allah is with me, and they allow to open up, and I can try to reach them where it can help turn their life around and get them back home so they can take care of their children and be a better mother for their children and community. That's what it's all about. You know, I'm just a seed. Go ahead.
Did you get happen to open up a facility? Because I think that's where we were going. You know, we had a long list. And you know, there's still time to do whatever needs to be done that Allah wants done. But did you get a chance to get a facility for them? Are you going into any of the, when I talk about facilities, I'm talking about housing, community house.
No, not yet. That's coming. It's coming. You know,
just got to take a little baby step.
Wait on Allah.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's no easy task. It's like having a small institution. It's like a small facility itself. Once you get a house, you know, you still got to deal with a lot of the same behavior. So it's not anything you rush into. You got to have a good working team to make it work.
Correct. And the thing about it, you know, we never want to do something temporarily. We want to do it long term. So that's what's taking the process a little longer, you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely understand that. But, again, I just want to say congratulations. And when I saw that flyer supposed to come out, I said, oh, my. She kept going and doing some beautiful work and looking beautiful, too. Yeah, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
And actually, Dr. Aisha, you were the one that introduced me to Charmaine initially. You told me about her, and I contacted her, remember?
No.
You were the one that connected me with her. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Yeah, initially you were the one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Allah brings it all back. Full circle. He lets you know that's a blessing, you know, that he, you know, had us recall this whole thing that, you know, we kind of started the circle, you know, and now we all feel. So the circle's widened and more opportunities can, and we can still do this, you know. I'm not trying to get all that story, but I mean,
it can still
be done because it's still needed. That's the thing. And you never know who Allah had pointed to do it, so it's going to stay undone until it gets done. So alhamdulillah, we full circle and everybody's still in the same place and, you know, on the same line. So Allah is Akbar. Allah is God, you know, and it's the time of the year, too. Time of the year. So, you know, that's right. So, again, I just say great show. And oh, boy, it's just good to hear both of your voices. Good energy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And look forward to... Okay. Thank you so very much, and let's stay in touch. Sister can, you know, we always look for regular people to come on, to be on the radio, you know. Once you come on the radio, it's hard. We don't just let you go. But anyway, may Allah bless you, and stay close anyway. Stay in touch.
All right. And also, just to make a quick announcement, of course, we know Ramadan is going to be coming here in another two and a half weeks here. And we're just really excited about that here on AM 360, just to let you all know that we're going to be having activities, inshallah. It'll be in our newsletter. We're having Tadawir prayers. We're having We're also having actually having some activities. We do have our Quranic reading every morning. We'll still have that. The Arabia and the transliteration, we'll have that every morning during the month of Ramadan. We also will have Ramadan sessions during Ramadan. So stay tuned for AM 360. All during Ramadan, we will be having a variety of things going on. So I'm excited about all the possibilities that we have coming during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. All right, we're going to take a quick station identification break. We're going to come back, Charmaine, and kind of wrap up. And I want you to give us some words of wisdom, tell us how we can get this journal, because you know Ramadan's coming. Everyone may want to get a journal. So you're going to tell us how to get the journal and all of that. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC, Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at CWSC.us and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
Oh, welcome back to the AM 360 Table Talk. I am your host, Latifa A. Hamid, and I have my special guest, my esteemed guest today, Charmaine Hollis, and we have been talking about her 13th annual Ramadan Journal. As we know, Ramadan is coming. We always say that. We're so excited, and she's given us a whole rundown on all of the information that's in her journal. We're excited for her, and we're excited for ourselves because I know I'm getting one, and I'm hoping that everyone will get one. So she's going to give us all the information about how to get her journal, and she'll give you some information on how to contact her if you would like to know more about all the wonderful things that she does. Charmaine, I'm turning it back to you.
Okay, so I'm like, okay, so my Ramadan journal You can get my Ramadan journal. It's at Jabriya Bookstore. That's one place, and it's and the link is Jabriya, and that's JARIRABOOK BOOKSUSA.com. There's a /75178.html. And because that website, people can order it, and if they want to donate one to a sister in prison, that's at that website. And then you can also go to Charmaine Holland, which is CHARMAINE, Holland, HOLLAND.com, and go to author, which is book, and you should see the Ramadan Journal on the platform, and just click on the link. And you'll be able to be routed to Jabriya Bookstore, and you can order a Ramadan journal there as well. And so,
okay.
And you can reach me. My email address is Holland Book, and it's Holland, HOLLAND, book at gmail.com. And you can send me an email, and I can mail you one as well if you want to do it that way. However you want to communicate with me or have me on your show, talk about Ramadan Journal before Ramadan is over, I would love to share that love and that energy that you're feeling and spread it anywhere I need to spread it. So, alhamdulillah, thank you for the opportunity.
And, again, would you give us that website? I mean, that website again? Just slowly.
Yes. You can go to my the website is Jabriya, and it's, I'll say it again, JARIRABOOKS. So Jabriya Book USA.com, and then you do the /75178. It'll take you right to the order of the book. You don't have to go selecting, trying to find it in his website. So that number 75178.html. And then also on my website, my name, Charmaine Holland, CHARMAINE, Holland, HOLLAND.com. And you'll have the link where it says author and books. You'll find it there.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. We are looking forward to getting that book, and I will be ordering mine, inshallah. And how long does it take to come, Charmaine? About how many days? I guess it depends on where you live, right?
Yes. If you contact me through howlinbook@gmail.com, I can get it to you ASAP. I can get it out in the mail soon. But if you order through Jabriya Bookstore, it might take 5 days.
Okay. So they want it right away just to go, contact you, and
you'll
get it right after the other one.
Absolutely.
It may take a little
bit longer. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So you can go to my website and hit contact. Send me a contact if you want a Ramadan journal with your email. I'll send you the link, and then I'll go ahead and get you your Ramadan journal in the mail, how many you want, okay, to make it easy that way.
All right. And what do they sell for?
They sell for $22.
Okay.
Some of the proceeds will help with the donation of getting more into the prison for the women and the brothers as well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, will you be going, so you'll be giving those to some of the people in the prison, will you be going to the prison throughout, I know you're going all the time, but throughout Ramadan, are you going on a regular basis, or are you going more during Ramadan? How does that work?
No, I just go every Friday. I go every Friday. And they look forward to me. We have workshop classes, every Friday I go and I sit with tons of the ladies, and we talk about El Islam, we talk about this life, we talk about what they're going through, and just how to make them strong to overcome some of the challenges that they're dealing with. So I go just about every Friday. There's some Fridays that I don't go, but that's only Allah's plans. But most of the time, I'm there every Friday, and I will be going there Friday in the morning. So I go in the morning between, 8, and I leave about 1 o'clock.
Wow, you really are donating your time. And as you heard, listening audience, some of that those proceeds will be going to getting her these books in the prison. So you know it's for a worthy cause. So everybody needs to be getting a book, inshallah, because what we're doing is we're spreading this knowledge. And you know when you get your book, you're going to benefit from it. And plus, you know some of those proceeds are going to other people in the prison getting those books. So, wow, that is so wonderful. Thank you so much for all that you do and for all that you continue to do. May Allah continue to bless you for the work that you do in the prison, in the prison and out of the prison. Things that you do, you have so many things that you do that's going on. So we're so thankful that you were able to bless us with your presence today. We appreciate it so much. And any words of wisdom you want to give us today?
You know what? I just want to say that, you know, Allah put on my heart today before I came on about the blessing of Ramadan. This is the opportunity for us to reflect on self-respect, self-love, and self-purification. You know, the self-respect is what you feed yourself, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritual. It's what you entertain yourself with. And so for us to be mindful and respect ourselves first, you know, so be mindful of what you entertain yourself with. The next one is self-love. It's how you nurture yourself, you know, by taking that time and reading, you know, and doing prayers and fellowshipping with your people, you know, your community, and just taking walks in a garden and nature. That's what self-love is about. It's about loving on you in so many ways that Allah has blessed us with on this earth so we can make the time to do that. And the last one is self-purification, bringing yourself closer to Allah so you may get to know who you are. And then from there, you can go and spread that gift to the other people in the world. So I just wanted to leave that. That's what it's all about. The best part is all about you and Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. And wow, you've been very inspirational. May Allah continue to bless you, sister. You are just a wealth of knowledge along with that motivation. And we're thankful to have you in our midst. Alhamdulillah. And we will be calling on you from time to time, Charmaine, and continue the work that you're doing, inshallah.
Thank you, my sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you all for joining us for our first AM 360 Table Talk. We're thankful. We know you had a choice, and your choice was to be with us for this hour, and we're so thankful that you came to visit us. And inshallah, we'll see you and for more weeks for AM 360 Table Talk. And it's hosted by the senior management team. So each time you'll have a member from the senior management team that will be hosting it. And thank you so much. I am Latifa A. Hameen. I am signing off. And may Allah continue to bless us on this journey we call life. And I am going to leave out with music from Suad Elami, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Glorified is he. He's the Ooh.